Hello, you're listening to Cows Radio. This is Annie Eden, and welcome. You are listening to 107.3 FM. It is 8:40, and it is Friday night. Thanks to Arnaldo, and I'm here a little early tonight because we have some special guests in the studio. This is Frobeck, and we have Spencer Burrows and Chris
Dilbeck.
Dilbeck. Right.
That's where the Beck comes from, I guess.
Yes.
And the Fro is?
I'm
Steve
wearing
Froberg.
It. Oh, wait, hold on.
Our bass player's name is Steve Froberg, and so he's the Fro of Frobeck.
Okay. All right, we're gonna give you a little taste of Frobeck from one of their CDs, and this tune is Not Gonna Happen to Me, and then we're gonna get settled in and be prepared for some live music from Frobeck.
They said you stole all the money. Not gonna happen to me. They caught you acting real funny. Is it so hard to see? Drugs and booze made you lose. Not gonna happen to me. Got a blues, ain't it dues? Not gonna happen to me. They said that you got arrested. Not gonna happen to me. They said you got too much invested. Is that so hard to say? Who am I to cast a judgment on what you do? And you be
Frobeck from Sonoma County, right here. Not going to happen to me, off their Balancing the Sun CD. And this is from 2008. And we have them right here tonight in Cow's Studio, 107.3 FM Community Radio. And I'd like to introduce them again, Spencer Burrows and Chris
Dillbeck. There we go.
Co-wrote that song, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would we co-write it with?
Each other.
Ourselves.
So is one a lyricist and the other is music, or is it a combination of the two?
It's a combination of the two. Spencer is really the lyricist, what it comes down to. And then, but we both get together and write the songs. And, you know, we both have different styles of writing. And we kind of, the cool thing is that we both really ground each other. When something's really bad, we tell each other, and when something's really great, we tell each other. So it works out really, really in a really, you know, productive way. So
except he's always telling me it's really bad, and we have
yeah.
No, but you can fix it though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that Chris and I are both capable of writing everything. Like Chris has come in with whole songs. I've come in with whole songs. But it's just not as good as collaborating with each other, you know?
Yeah.
We have such a good time collaborating.
Yeah, and for me, it's like my songs really don't work without Spencer, you know? And
aww. Right in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a true and, partnership, right?
It is, yeah. It is. And that's what's been really wonderful about it. And the songs and the craft of the songwriting keeps growing and getting better for each album. So
I think the way Chris put it was your lyrics are so poppy that they make my songs work. Well, they're so simple.
Well, the Spencer's lyrics have a way of, like, it relates to everybody. You know, a lot of people can relate to what he's saying, you know? And then the musically... There's a lot of complexity in the music, you know, and so which might kind of
like Sonny and Cher, kind of.
Really?
No, more like Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille.
There we go.
Well, you know, coincidentally, I was just listening to a Bobby Womack album before.
Oh no way!
I came in, and he does a monologue on commercialism and being true to your craft, but ooh, you want to sell music too, right? In his little monologue leading up to his song, he ends up covering, after his monologue, he covers Close to You by the Carpenters.
Oh, man.
You just can't imagine, but he does it his way, you know, and he says, the man told me it's not commercial, but, so, weird. I mean, talk about that diametric, you know, between wanting to stay true to your craft and yet you want to make some money too, obviously, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it always work that way?
It's not.
Not really, no. I think what comes is just satisfying the artist needs to satisfy themselves musically and first and foremost, because that's what's being sincere and that's what people are going to resonate with.
From your heart.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, and I think music's in an interesting state right now only because, you know, superstars are being created on reality shows, you know,
which
and
is awesome, by the way,
which is interesting.
I should have done that when I was younger.
And it's more about, you know, I was watching something last night. It's more about how can I get to the top as quick as possible, like, you know, American Idol or something like that. And it's not about working your butt off to get to the top, you know,
or
exactly. And that's definitely what we're doing. We're definitely paying our dues. But
how long do you have to pay those? Cause I think it's about time, man.
Yeah. We're overdue.
We're overdue. I've been paying my dues.
So it's this instant celebrity culture that we have. And it's really more about celebrity to me than talent. I mean, let's face it. I'm sorry to say, I mean, I don't want to be a Beyonce knocker, but I mean, put a ring on it, won a Grammy. I mean,
a lot of people would like to be a Beyonce's knockers. But you know what?
Family show.
I mean, no offense, but I mean...
Well, that's why we're here. I mean, we're hoping this show tonight will, like, put it straight through to the top.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You've got something a little deeper than put a ring on it, I say, huh?
Yeah. No, actually, we're covering that tonight. Is that okay?
Feel like you're going to put a ring on it. Hey, it's catchy, you know?
It's catchy.
My wife likes it. You like it? You liked it, right? That's fun.
She won't admit it right here.
Now she's feeling, like, shy about it. But if we don't want to even start with the Grammys, we shouldn't even go there.
Back to reality.
Yeah.
So when did you both start music? I mean, how many years have you been playing? Talk about paying dues. When did you first pick up a guitar, Chris and Spencer? When did you become musicians?
That's two different questions. When did you pick up a guitar and when did you
become a musician, right?
That magical moment when you don't put it down, right?
I guess so. Chris,
for me, it was both my parents are musicians. My mom plays piano and my dad's a drummer. And so I was just around music my entire life. And I kind of started, I don't want to say learning to play the drums, but I really started to get into music when I was really super young, you know, and then I played drums until I was about 12, and then kind of got, you know, I was kind of like have my friends over, and I'd say, hey, check out what song I'm playing on the drums. And it doesn't quite work out when you're playing just a groove on the drums. And so I wanted to be a little bit more melodic, and so my dad bought me a guitar for Christmas, and that's been it. It got me right away. I mean, definitely the guitar got me way more than the drums did. And at that point, I started to write my own songs, and my dad started to invest in a studio, which really kind of isolated me, and I really became like a loner because I wouldn't leave the studio, you know.
With
my friends were out partying all the way through high school, you know. It's just like I was in the studio all the time recording.
Kept you out of trouble, though, right?
It kept me out of everything, you know. And so I definitely was everything, you know. And so it definitely you know, and it was also, taught me a lot about discipline and working, starting to work on the craft of songwriting at that point, you know, whether it be it was on my own, but, and Spencer's story is a little bit different, but.
No, that was good. That covers everything. It all happened at Christmas.
There you go.
No, it comes down to like, for me, lots of love from my family. Like my family's all supportive. Neither one of my parents are musicians, so they got the wind that I kind of liked it, and they kind of pushed me along until I got good enough to sound decent to myself, and then I started having fun. You know, that's kind of the key, I think. You know, like young guys like you, you start out. Sorry, I'm pointing at our co-host tonight.
Yeah, DJ Dolphin, formerly known as Ziggy, who does a show here at Cows, is actually the youngest DJ here at Cows Radio. He's 11 years old. And he was quite impressed listening to Frobeck CDs, I might add. So, all this is influence, right? He's just absorbing it right now.
I mean, if he picks up a guitar and starts out, it's like one of those things where you're... fingers hurt, you have to practice.
It's the labor of love.
It's actual hard work, and it's not for the weak, you know. And once you start getting something, like Chris was saying, you know, I was trying to think of a good song that you did when you were younger, probably.
Something
that I wouldn't
happens,
know
though somewhere, and it clicks, and you say, you know, damn, I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, absolutely.
And as soon as you can play Freebird, you're all good to go.
Yep.
You know,
you can play any bar and people are going to love it. So.
Okay, well, are we going to hear something live here?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's try it out. We'll see how it goes.
Sure.
We're going to play something for you that you like. Maybe the Fish song? Do you want to do that one?
The Fish song. I
Too Many
a
Fish.
Track.
It's a hidden track, yeah.
Hidden track.
Kind of New Orleans style. So yeah, one of my favorites growing up is Dr. John. You know, Dr. John, Professor Longhair down in New Orleans, and this is kind of like a tribute that we made up just about the time that we realized we had too much going on in our lives. And so I got a call from my good buddy Rick Cutler, who's also out in this area, who's just kind of a drum guru, and telling him about all the stuff that we were doing, and he goes, man, you just got too much on your plate. And I was like, wow, too many fish on the plate. That's pretty good. And then everything became fish. Stinky fish.
I got too many.
many fish in the fine pen. I got too many fishes in the frying pan. Come on down, gonna be great. On fishing for something new, because you think you ain't got nothing to do. But once in your life, take my advice. Don't get too many fish at once. Come to the realization. Don't like how the fish are tasting. I got too many fish. It's a bit different. Got too many fish in the frying pan. I got too many fish in the frying pan. Come on back, gonna be delicious. If you want the big fat plate of fish, I got too many fish in the busy frying pan. Store. I knew this guy lived down the street, had way too many fish that he could eat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Thought he could handle that many chicks. Whoa, come to the realization. And like how the fish would taste. Got too many fish in the itty bitty frying pan. Everybody in the studio can sing with me. I got too many fish in the frying pan. I got too many fish in the frying pan. Come on back, gonna be so great.
We only have two members of Froback, and you might introduce the gentlemen who aren't here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For real.
Are we missing tonight?
Jocko? No, I'm just kidding. Our bass is Steve Froberg, who's out gigging tonight. Otherwise, he would have been in here with us. Uh-huh. And
Mr. Paul Spina is on drums, and Paul is... former member of the band Reggae Group Groundation. He toured with them for about 6 or 7 years or so. So,
a reggae man. He does a little everything. He also used to. I don't know if you are you familiar with the jazz mafia down in San Francisco, Adam Feast, and he's got a couple. He's got
Vaguely,
a couple million groups.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how I met him. I met him playing with a local band called Cannonball, which was awesome back in the day. But this guy's amazing. Paul Spina, if you're listening, much love, man.
He's off in New Orleans right now, so he's not listening.
Is he really?
Well,
that last one's for you, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
He can always stream it later.
That's true.
Streaming, KOWS.FM, a little plug for our streaming link there.
Yeah.
So, Froback. And do you ever have other musicians sit in, for example, horns? And by the way, Spencer, let me back up.
Yeah.
This is Annie Eden. I want to back up. I interviewed Tower of Power's Emilio Castillo. And I am embarrassed to say, as a Sonoma County resident, I didn't know about Froback. And I thought that I kind of keep an ear open for the local music scene. And I'm sorry, I just, you know, like a lot of famous people, you fall through the cracks, and I didn't know.
That's all right.
And
we won't hold it against you.
Yeah.
You've totally made good.
I'm embarrassed. And Emilio, but the good side is that it was Emilio that told me about you. In the interview, Emilio said, "These guys are great. You got to check them out. You're in the North Bay, and they're awesome." And so I did. I went online, looked them up. And here we are today. So obviously,
Emilio's one of our heroes.
Yeah,
so.
That's a treat. I mean, it's like
what we hope someday we can do for guys Miles. You know?
It's amazing. I mean, because you know, both Spencer and I grew up listening to Tower Power. You know,
sure.
and until all of a sudden have our hero, you know, announce us on the air as you know being a positive thing happening in North Bay. That's exciting. You know, so
yeah,
changed my life. I think it's like a fabric in, you know, space-time continuum. It's like one little thing changed.
Yeah.
Well, but I think you guys are carrying on. And like I said, that rich tradition from the Bay Area that sort of is, it reaches into a lot of different genres. You know, it's not just one specific area sound. It really, the Bay Area, especially when Tower Power was just starting out, it was a rich mix of genres. There was a lot going on musically right here, and it was a hot spot, and we attracted people from all over the world to the Bay Area.
That's what we're doing, too, I guess, tonight.
Yeah. Well, and just keeping the music live. I mean, so much of what, like, for what passes for R&B today, sadly, is not even musicians anymore. You know, there's no arrangers, there's no instruments, it's loop tape.
Right, samples.
Times are changing just a little bit.
Yeah.
And but you know everything is still out there. It's just the stuff that you hear doesn't necessarily reflect all of it. It just reflects what I don't know. I mean I don't even get into. We almost started talking about the Grammys, and that was bad enough.
Yeah.
But you know people. You know what we get on the radio or you know hip hop R&B and stuff like that. It's just it seems like whoever has the control of the masses is what's popular.
Sure.
But then there's some good stuff too.
Sure.
Well, like trying to think of one one pop hit that I'm actually into right now.
Well, it's hard because it's radio stations like these that actually play the inspiring music. You know, the music that, you know, if I get in my car and turn on the radio, the music's okay, but it's not like really inspiring, you know, and it's really hard to find that inspiring music right now, you know, we need that because in order to, for me to like have that drive, I need to be inspired by something. And what I'm inspired by is what was happening in the 60s and 70s, you know? And so
it's
difficult.
Well, and I think that's what I miss most about today's R&B specifically. The voices might be there. There's some great voices, but there's no instruments. And I come from a family of musicians as well. I'm not a musician, but I really hear each instrument. And I love the way songs by musicians are crafted, individually crafted in individual parts. And I really listen for those individual parts. They mean something to me.
That's cool.
And I don't want to hear a tape loop of a, you know, drum machine. I want to hear human beings.
Yeah. And when you turn on the radio today, it's like sometimes it's really hard to decipher which artist it is because it all kind of sounds the same, you know. And when you turn on the radio and you hear Tower of Power or Sons of Champlin or something like that, you know exactly who it is right away. And there's a definite signature to that,
sure,
you know.
You recognize a rhythm.
Exactly.
And then you hear something, you're like, man, that sound, what is that? That's James Brown? Oh, no, that's just the drum beat from James Brown.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a whole nother story.
We're
right?
So cliche, you know. We're like the snooty cliche, like not famous musicians talking about all the people are making money.
Once you guys know, you'll know when you've made it, when you're sampled, right?
Well, Chris has been sampled a couple times.
Well,
DNA. Yeah, DNA,
clones,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
What is next? What do you want to do?
Let's do music.
Yeah, music sounds good. We should do that.
Is that the one? Are you guys sure? Whoa. Is that the one Miles liked?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and the full title for people who might be looking for this to actually purchase it is, the full title of the song?
Is Music Can You Feel My Soul? I think I meant to be Music Can You Hear My Soul, but I don't know. I mean, what did it end up being on the record?
Feel.
Okay, well, that's what we'll do then. That sounds good to me. Try this out. Hope everybody can hear all right, you know. If not, come to our show on Saturday at the Russian River Brewing Company.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I could be in this business, I think.
All right, here we go.
Half of throwback.
I had to kick Chris while I was playing. He wasn't smiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to play these songs on acoustic guitar, man.
You're doing awesomely. Swimmingly.
Listen, swimmingly. If you've just tuned in, it is, I forgot to do the ID here. It is 9:11. You are listening to KOWS 107.3 FM, streaming online at KOWS.FM. And thanks for joining us. Tonight in the studio live, we have half of the band Frobeck. And we have Spencer Burrows and Chris Dilbeck. And I want to mention that the entire band will be tomorrow night at?
At the Russian River Brewing Company in Santa Rosa.
At what time?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. So make sure you turn out for that.
This is an all-ages show. So, like, Miles could actually come to this.
We drove by the place the other day, yeah. And I said, Miles, it's too bad
it's
you kinda can't
go. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you want to go? Yeah, well, it's for all ages.
That's it's loud and it's wild. I mean, it's a brew pub, so they have a lot of people just there to drink beer.
Right.
And they have people there to just eat dinner. And
But there's a lot of families there, too. So, yeah. I mean, it runs the gamut of the whole thing.
I love
everything,
it.
So.
I love it.
And all the Frobeck fans will be right in front dancing.
Yes, where they should be, right?
So we'll see you there, right?
Yes, we'll definitely be there.
You're on the guest list, by the way.
We will be there. Thank you. We want backstage passes, those things.
There's no backstage.
It's the kitchen.
Yeah. What's cool about what else was going to say? Oh, I heard Bill Champlin is going to be playing the same night at the Mystic or something like this. I shouldn't say that on the air though, huh?
No, he's not playing.
He's not playing.
No, he is.
Is that next
I don't
week?
Know. I don't know.
I'm not sure if it's this week. It might have been last week.
Right. But tomorrow night, Russian River Brewing Company, and that's on 4th Street in downtown Santa Rosa, Frobeck. So be there. And it starts at, tell me again the time already.
9 to midnight.
9 to midnight.
We do about 3 sets, if we're lucky. Well, like instead of doing 3 hours of straight music.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, the whole Bill Champlin thing got me going because somebody emailed me today. It's like, hey, you know, everybody says you guys sound like Sons of Champlin, or
Sons
you know, and your voice is like, oh, Bill Champlin. I didn't grow up listening to him, but I appreciate it because he's awesome. And but they're like, oh yeah, well, so I emailed back and said, hey, well, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to sell your tickets and come see the young Bill Champlin.
Yeah, right.
He has a son though, so
he does.
I mean, he's probably good too.
Now we want to give a shout out too about your website so people can check you out online. And so you want to give that information where they can find your CDs?
Sure. Yeah, it's www.frobeck.com, and that's FROBECK.com. And also on, what is it, myspace.com/Frobeck Band.
Frobeck Band, yes.
And we're on CD Baby, and we're and
awesome.
Facebook.
That's
yeah.
The real music.
And iTunes and all that stuff. So
yeah,
we're trying to be everywhere.
We need more friends on Facebook. So if you do Facebook, look us up and just do Frobeck Facebook, and it'll come up with our fan page.
Sure,
should come right to us, and then you can join in with the fun.
And are you guys going to be touring outside the area anytime coming up?
Working on it.
Yeah, well,
it's a work in progress.
We get down to San Francisco on March 11th. We're going to be at the Boom Boom Room, and that's a fun place to play. It's a Thursday night, but we'll play with there's a friends band that's down there called Combrio. They're pretty cool, and we'll do something there.
We get out to Sacramento every now and again, and so we play, you know, the Bay Area for sure. But we're looking to get up north and down south and. Everywhere we can. So.
We're just hoping that we can just stay here and have everybody hear us in the world.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to you know, do much at all except play.
Well, now you can do that, right? Your songs are just a push of the button away.
We're waiting for those machines that can warp you. What are they called?
Yeah.
The beam you up.
Teleport
you.
Yeah, right.
Beam me up. Beam me up, Scotty.
So what are we going to hear next? Do you want to hear something off of one of the CDs?
Yeah.
I
think in terms of what your audience might be into is on the new record, Other Side of the Light.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's track four, Please Don't Say. Let me think about this.
Please Don't Say. Yes, that's the ballad, right?
That is.
Yes. Beautiful ballad, too. Yeah, yeah. And Yeah, stay tuned. Later tonight, we will have, I will be playing those ballads, and I want a little plug for myself, too, here. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, next Friday night, we'll do the Valentine show, and it's going to be all love jams for 3 hours. So get your love jams going, and no political rants, nothing, just sweet love songs, right?
No breakup songs.
No breakup.
Yeah, so don't play this one.
Take all of our songs off your list.
We can play it this week. We can play it this week. Okay, so please don't say Frobeck.
Thank you.
for thinking you wanted me.
Frobeck, please don't say. And we have Frobeck right here in the studio with us tonight. We have two members of Frobeck.
Good evening.
They are here. We have Spencer Burrows and Chris Dilbeck. And tomorrow, we were just saying, if you'd like to hear Frobeck live, you can go down to the Russian River Brewing Company in Santa Rosa.
Yes. There you go.
It's on 4th Street down by the library.
Right.
Right, right across the street, yeah.
Where the old Vic used to be. Some of you have been around a block or two.
Or three.
Or 4th Street.
So what's next?
What is next? Well, we're looking at, like, super rock stardom.
Oh, you weren't asking that. You're asking what we're going to do next, I see.
You want to do Lemonade?
Yeah, we'll do a live one. Hope everybody's listening out there. And hope you appreciate Annie's show. Because she's doing a great job. Studio audience is going crazy. This is a song. It was one of the first songs we put off our first album called Lemonade Stand. Today we're gonna make a lemonade stand. Put up our sign, squeezing them by hand. Put a little sugar, mix it with ice. Come on by and we'll make you feel nice. Hey! These are the times to remember. Lemonade stand. We were just kids and the lemons, yeah, they told do what you can. Ain't that right, Chris? Sarah didn't make her appointment that day. The Lord came early, took her baby away. Said I wouldn't know what to do if it were me. Said she gonna make a lemonade tree. Times to remember. Lemonade stands. We were just kids, hand and lemons. Hey, told do what you can. If you ever wonder That's our pop hit, if ever we had one, I think, yeah. Right there.
You are listening to Froback Live here, half of the Froback Band, and it is 9:28. You're listening to KOWS 107.3 FM, and they are live here in Occidental, California.
Woo!
And tomorrow we'll be at the Russian River Brewing Company in Santa Rosa, so come on down and see the entire group tomorrow night.
The better half.
Yeah.
all ages welcome. If you just tuned in, Spencer wanted to let everybody know that all ages are welcome.
Yeah, and it's free. Whoa.
That's
how about that?
In this economy, that is.
Yeah, free. I mean, that's a show I'd be going to see. But, yeah, Chris is, the only time he smiles is when I.
When you kick me.
I do the Thelonious Monk.
Church piano going on that, and I'm impressed because I know very little about keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that this keyboard suddenly became like a huge church piano. It really has a great sound.
Church pianos are much bigger in real life.
It sounded big. Now, I have three CDs for you here. Is that the extent right now, and you want to mention that you can get these on your...
You can get them on the website and CD Baby and iTunes and
my mom's house.
Out of my trunk.
Ray's Trading Company in Sebastopol has a couple copies on hand.
Yeah.
It's a truth.
The new one's just out recently.
Yes. Within the past few months, yeah.
It's a great one.
We just re-released it.
Other side of the light.
We released it twice in Sebastopol, yeah. So I don't know... You know, if you haven't got it yet and you live in Sebastopol, you're really hurting us, man. You're killing us. But, yeah, Other Side of the Light. It's a new CD. The title track is Other Side of the Light. But there was a bunch of good stuff on there.
It's very good.
Thank you.
Now, are you currently working on more? I'm sure there's more in the can somewhere.
Yeah, we're always working on something, so... Yeah,
we can't disclose the new stuff yet because of our licensing regulations
with each other.
People will have to talk to you. And by the way, yeah, your label.
Oh,
no label.
Yeah,
I love it.
You like this?
I love that.
We're just doing it all grassroots.
No RCA, no Virgin Records, or none of that, huh?
Yeah,
it's
pretty unique because we're a pretty self-contained unit in between the four of us, five of us. You know, our original drummer Corey, he engineers the records for us, and so
yeah, shout out to Corey if you're listening.
But you know, Spencer does the artwork for the album covers. Nora does all the photography.
Nora's here.
The beautiful photography here done by
Nora Burrows Photography. She's here. She's here. You want to say hello? Everybody's clapping. NoraBurrows.com. And you know, that's good. We promote her. She does bands. She shoots kids.
What?
she'll shoot a whole family in one outing.
We're here to support local artists.
Yeah,
whatever they may be, musicians, photographers, you know, we want it all.
That's cool.
This is beautifully done. Very professional CDs, I might add.
Thank you. So we had a lot of fun with that.
www.frobeck.com.
There you go.
What's next in the studio here? You guys have something you want to save for tomorrow night?
What's that one you did after, when you do on the video, when you did Dark Side of the Moon, the one after that?
Yeah, that's one you sing.
That is.
Have we done that in a long time?
I don't know if I remember that one, but let me...
We had a request in the studio here.
Arnaldo is...
We're happy to have him in the studio. He's the history of our of studios.
I remember that. I'll need to borrow your mic, Spence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at all these mics.
All these spiders. Yeah. All right. Do you remember it, Spence?
Let's see what happens here.
words of a broken man. Fill these shoes, I can't shake these blues away. Love that is torn apart, and a child with an angel heart. I get on my knees, the shed from a selfless man, and I am coming home, and you know that I'll be there soon.
That song.
I haven't sang that song in about. I don't think I've sang it since the Mystic show that you saw. it's been a long time.
That one in the club. I'll just tell you that much right now.
What's that?
Trying to do that one in a club.
It's difficult.
People tend to.
That's a floor clear.
Yeah, everybody's dancing, and then you play that one, and it's like.
People just get depressed and go right to the bar.
It's like Moses. You're like,
good for us,
Moses.
More money for us. Maybe
Moses
we should do it more often.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And thanks. We put you on the spot there. I appreciate
it. Oh, no problem. I hope it turned out okay.
Sounded great. If you just tuned in, you are listening to KOWS 107.3 FM community commercial free radio for Sonoma County. And we are in downtown Occidental with half of Frobeck, and they are live in the studio with us tonight. We've played a few tunes off of their CDs, and I want to remind everybody that they can check you out at your website, www.frobeck, F as in Frank, R-O-B-E-C-K.com, and also MySpace.
We're on MySpace.
MySpace.com/ Frobeck Band.
Yeah. I mean, there's the MySpace Facebook thing. You know, is anybody on MySpace anymore? You are? Okay. What are you? You're too young to be on MySpace now.
They're all lying. They're all saying.
Oh, really? What's really awesome about MySpace, you can hear the music. But our Facebook fan page, you can hear music and see videos as well.
So Facebook at... How do you get to that?
Well, what is it?
I don't know how you get there.
Just
type in Frobook once you get to Facebook, and you'll get there. So
we should call it Frobook. Just type in Frobook. No.
Right.
Frobeck Facebook.
It's a great way to support musicians, though.
Yeah.
Really,
well, this is great also, so thank you very much. Thank you so much for having us, too.
Yeah. So would you like to hear something off of the CDs?
Yeah.
Another song from the CDs here.
What are you thinking?
I don't care.
How about I like that Airport Girl?
Let's do that one.
What you like? That's what people are gonna like.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Airport Girl.
So this is off of Other Side of the Light. This is the new CD from Frobeck, just out in 2009, late last year. Correct.
Yeah.
And early this year. Still promoting.
And maybe again in the
middle. Maybe next month.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
Airport Girl.
Met you in the airport terminal. And I said, baby, can I have some more? Yeah. Before I came down, I'm sitting next to you. You were just sliding down those itsy bitsy boots. Not my sister, not your brother, not my girlfriend, and I know you ain't my mother. There's nothing better than explain my connection to you. Think I'm gonna be a lover. Think I'm gonna be a lover. That was a little bit humbly bone. And I miss all together.